Greasy? That's one I couldn't think of too, Annie. Yeah, Neha is Greece, plain Greece. Yeah, that's just mainly.
Say that again?
Neha.
Perfect. And
that's
it.
That's. See, that Neha is can be grease or like a cooking grease or oil, you know.
Right.
Anything, you know.
Gas.
No.
Not gas.
Oh, it's sour.
Some people use it for gas. The next word I want to talk about is the word for when somebody's eyes are bugging out.
Ogmiloli.
Would you say that again?
Ogmiloli.
That is my favorite word. Makes everybody laugh.
That means you're sitting there all bug-eyed.
Okay, could you say that one?
You're sitting there bug-eyed, yeah.
One more time? Okay. And then there's another one that I think means something like, he's still bug-eyed. Okmilonli.
No, I wouldn't be still bug-eyed there. What was that?
Maloney.
Maloney.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly where you would use that, but let's just go ahead and say the word and let it go at that. Because I couldn't use it nowhere in my vocabulary of Chickasaw,
you know,
dialect, but.
We're here to vocabulary.
What was it now?
Okmilonli.
Okmilonli.
One more time.
Okmilonli.
Okay, now here's a good word. Somebody closes the door. That's the word for closing it.
Okshita.
One more time.
Okshita.
Okay. And the word for laughing?
Ulali.
One more time.
Ulali.
And if you want to say to Catherine, you are laughing, how would you say that?
Ishulali.
One more time.
Ishulali. Pichifi. Pichifi. Pichifi.
Did we get it okay?
Yeah.
What's the word for sweeping?
Peely.
Okay, one more time.
Peely.
I'm sorry, one more time.
Peely.
And how would you say I am sweeping?
Peely.
One more time.
Peely. Peelily.
And I'm sweeping for him.
Impeelily.
One more time.
Impeelily.
Okay. And how do you tell somebody, look?
Pisa.
One more time.
Pisa.
And how would you say he's looking at himself, maybe in a mirror?
Ila pisa. Ila pisa. It'd be the same thing. Just they both same thing. It just some Indians might have said it ilipisa, but
you would say
ilapisa. I would say ilapisa. That's looking at yourself.
Okay. Can you say he's looking at you?
Chipisa.
One more time.
Chipisa.
And how about I'm looking at you?
Chipisali.
One more time.
Chipisali. Shalali. Shalali.
And how would you tell Catherine you're sliding?
Ishalali.
One more time.
Ishalali.
Okay. And I think we talked about this one last week. If you've got something that's shaped like an upside down ice cream cone, shikilili, some people say.
Shikilili, that's tiptoe.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. I forgot that was what you said that one was. Would you say tiptoes?
Shikilili. Shikalili.
Okay. And what's the word for somebody combing their hair?
Combing their hair?
Mm-hmm.
Shili.
One more time?
Shili.
And if there's a tank out there and the water's drying up in it, I think there's a word like shippa.
That's starting to dry, but if it's dry, it's a shila.
Right. I want the starting to dry part.
Shipa.
One more time?
Shipa is evaporating. Water is evaporating.
Yeah.
It's not dry. It's evaporating.
It's evaporating. Okay.
Yeah. If it's dry, it's a shila.
Okay. So I just said drying up. Yeah. So that doesn't mean it's necessarily all dry.
Yeah.
It's shiny.
Yeah, but I'm just telling you the difference, isn't it?
Well, you see, I'm down here evaporating.
Honey, yeah. Yeah, Shuk Malali.
One more time.
Shuk Malali.
And then a dog whining, like to get in. The dog is whining. Sink Sia. Did we do that one last week?
I don't know whether it did or not, but. I guess I'd say that. I think somebody made that up too, but then.
Another gentleman told me Finkfia.
So. Well, that's what I say, that they all make up the words, you know.
I guess they do. Did you make this one up?
No, I didn't make it up, but I might say it.
Could you say it?
Because I will never use it. Sinksia.
Okay, one more time.
Sinksia. Because I wasn't raised up with that word, so I would never use it.
May I hear you say it one more time?
Sinksia.
Still going to ask you again.
Let's go for it.
Yeah. So, this is my white flag I'm holding up. Don't kill me because I'm using this word. This is a word many people use as slang, I'm sure, to mean I'm all worn out. They say sataha.
There is no such word, sataha. Yeah, you won't say that? Is there another word, surrender? You talking about surrender?
No, just sataha.
Sataha, there is no such word,
okay,
sataha.
No such word. I'm going to write here, no such word.
You can say taha when something wore out, you know,
right.
Red.
Not
a person that's saying giving up or something like that.
You know, I think that they're just using it as a sort of, colorful language, but maybe it is not really a real word, but most people are willing to say that.
Well, I don't see who.
Well,
I know, but what I mean, though, is it's, there's, you know, that word is, you know, for something wore out, you know, object, you know, that. Sataha, that's
it's pretty crazy.
It is, it's real crazy.
Would you be willing just to say that taha again?
Taha.
One more time?
Taha.
Okay. Now, if we had a glass or something, Matt's got a glass in his hand.
What you got for that word, taha?
Taha?
Yeah, it's all or?
It can be it's all gone, it can be it's worn out,
yeah.
It can be it's finished. It's a very wide ranging word, I'd say.
Taha is it's gone, all gone.
All gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all gone. Everything is, no.
Used up.
Yeah, if it's wore out, garment wore out, then you wouldn't use that
word.
You could say
klipa. Right. And we did that one already.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Now, Matt's got a glass. He's got a glass here, and he puts it down. Can we say talali?
Yeah, that's the proper word for that one. Talali. Talali.
And I say to him, you put it down there.
Talali.
I'm not telling him to. I'm just saying, I'm saying, I see what you did. You put it down there. Ish talali.
That sounds like I'm bringing it. Shtalali.
Well, that's ish talali.
Yeah, that's same thing. No, it ain't. The same word. See, you use the same word for different things. It depends where you use it and how you use it.
Would you mind saying this word that means you set it down?
Ishtalali.
Okay, one more time.
Ishtalali.
Good. And then if that glass is sitting over there on the table next to the phone, and we know that somebody set it up there on that table, we don't know who, you can say, I think, ontalali.
When Tala is, they've got it sitting on top.
Okay. That makes sense.
I don't mean the glass sitting on there. Something on Tala is sitting something on. On top of something, object, you know.
I don't think everybody requires it to have the high part, but I can see where you get that. Would you mind saying that word, ontolotli, one more time?
Ontolotli.
One more time?
Ontolotli.